Yesterday, Yaraji promised to give talk how Buddha had taught to practice Satipatthana meditation and what are the necessary effort to practice Satipatthana meditation. And by having necessary strength, what will be the benefits? At the beginning of Satipatthana Sutta, Buddha mentioned the benefits of Satipatthana practice. There are seven benefits, such as purification of the mind. And this Satipatthana practice is the sure way in order to gain these seven benefits. And Buddha said, Ekayano ayam bhikkhave maggo. In order to gain these seven benefits, such as purification of the mind, this Satipatthana path is the sure way. Shadidan Chattaro Satipatthana. In order to gain these seven benefits, there are four foundations of mindfulness: Kaya Nupassana, Vedana Nupassana, Citta Nupassana, and Dhamma Nupassana. So Buddha showed these four foundations of mindfulness. Ekayano means sure way. There are no other way, but this Satipatthana meditation is the sure way to gain these seven benefits. Buddha gave guarantee that by practicing Satipatthana practice, one can gain these seven benefits. So today, Saroji will explain on these four foundations of mindfulness, and Saroji will explain how these benefits, such as purification of the mind, could be gained. Saroji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspects. And it goes on, Katame Chattaro, what are the four foundations of Satipatthana? So what it means, what are the four foundations of mindfulness? The mindfulness that is firmly established on the object, and it is to be answered such and such. Kaya Nupassana, Vedana Nupassana, Citta Nupassana, and Dhamma Nupassana. Buddha taught in the way that it will be two at a blow. By teaching one thing, a whole bunch will also be taught. So Buddha showed four foundations of mindfulness. And also in the word kaya nupassi, what it means by anupassana. And Buddha also showed the seven benefits. So when kaya nupassana was explained, it is said kaya nupassi, and so on. So among these explanation about kaya nupassana, the main is kaya nupassi. Kaya nupassi means the person who observes kaya as kaya repeatedly over and over again. In other words, the person who observes kaya as kaya continuously. Kaya nupassi. If you remove kaya, it will be kaya anupassi. It means the person who repeatedly observe the group of materiality, kaya. So one should be observing repeatedly on the group of materiality. Viharati means any posture, any kind of posture such as walking, standing, sitting, lying, the four main postures, as well as small activities such as bending, stretching, turning, opening, closing of the eyes, blinking of the eyes. Every posture, every activity are included in kaya, group of materiality. Kaya means group or heap of materiality. And among kaya means group or heap, among the materiality, patavi, earth element, apo, water element, tejo, temperature element, and vayo, wind element, they are the most obvious. And in patavi dhatu, earth element, it manifests, earth element manifests as hardness, roughness, softness, suppleness. If one feels the bone, then one will feel hardness. If one feels the skin, it will be soft. If one feels head hair, body hair, then one will feel roughness, hardness. So roughness, hardness, softness are the nature of the earth element. Hardness, softness, they are made up of small particles of hardness and softness. Each single particle could not be felt. Only when they combine into a group, then one can feel hardness, softness, and so on. So only if these particles form into a group that it could be felt, then one will feel hardness, softness. And also, in the moisture, in the wetness, there are also small particles of wetness. Also in solid things, there are small particles. In heat and cold, also there are small particles of heat and cold. And in lightness, also there are small particles of lightness, combining as a group. So also in stiffness, tension, movement are also made up of small particles of stiffness, tension, and movement. When these small particles form into a group, this group is called kaya. And one should observe kaya. How does one observe kaya? Is that one should observe kaya as kaya. It should not be observed as vedana or citta or dhamma. Saraji gives example. If there is a stone, one should see it as a stone. Only then will he, she be correct. If there is a piece of gold, only if the person see it as gold, it will be correct. So in the same way, one should observe kaya as kaya. And the second word, kaya, is said so that one will not mix with other things, and it is also a way of explaining how they should be noted. So the meaning is one should practice, one should make it a habit of practicing to observe Gaya as Gaya repeatedly over and over again. By this much explanation, the way to practice will not be clear yet. In the past, the people who do not know the language, or even if they know the language, if they are not skilled in the vocabulary, for these people, the commentator gave further definition. So in the body, the Pathavi Dhatu, the earth element, manifests as hardness, softness, roughness, suppleness, and also in Apo Dhatu, water element, there is nature such as flowing, cohesion, which manifests when there is runny nose or when there is sweating. And also, there can be congealing, hard and congeal, soft and congeal, hot congealing, cold congealing, stiff congealing. They are also obvious in the body. Also, there are nature of heat, warmth, cold, lightness, and also there are natures such as stiffness, tension. These natures are obvious. And these are the nature of Paramattha, ultimate reality. And this is how things can be observed according to the Abhidhamma method. It is not easy to be looking for these elements in noting. So one should be noting in Suttanta way. When there is rising and falling, one should simply note as rising, falling. So when there is breathing in, breathing out, observing breathing in, breathing out, rising, falling, bending, stretching, opening, closing of the eyes, blinking. In every one of these activities, the four elements are involved, but among them, the Vayu Dhatu, air element, which manifests as stiffness, tension, movement. So this Vayu Dhatu is obvious in these activities of rising, falling, bending, stretching, opening, closing of the eye, blinking, and so on. One should observe things in the way it is obvious. As the saying goes, yatha pagata vipassana biniveso. One should observe the presently arising object in the way it is obvious. So, in sitting meditation, yogi observe breathing in, breathing out, or rising, falling, which is connected with the breathing in and breathing out. And in walking meditation, yogi observe lifting, moving, placing, standing, turning. And in these activities, Vayu Dhatu, air element, is most obvious. And one should be noting them in the way they are. So in the body, there are nature which are obvious. Hardness is also obvious, and in the hardness, there are small particles forming into a group, and there will be a group of hardness. One should note it as hard. If one feels softness, one should note as soft. If it is supple, note it as supple. If it is hot, note it as hot. If it is cold, note it as cold. If it is light, note it as light. If it is moist, note it as moist. If it is congealing, note it as congealing. If it is stiff, note it as stiff. If it is tense, note it as tense. So whatever it is, one should be noting as it is. Whatever materiality is obvious, one should be noting it as a whole. One should not be noting that this object is combining, one should be noting that this object consists of these elements, Patavi, Tejo, Vayo, and so on. One should not be noting it as a whole that way, but one should note what is most obvious, such as hard or stiff or cold, whatever is obvious. At the beginning of the practice, as a beginner yogi, one may only see form or shape or the manner, but one may not see the true nature in the beginning of the practice. Because the concepts such as form or shape or manner are hiding, covering the true nature, that's why one cannot know the ultimate truth as yet at the beginning of the practice. So at the beginning of the practice, these concepts such as form or shape or manner will be obvious at first. One cannot know the paramattha, ultimate reality, alone. So at first, form or shape will be obvious. Let it be. Saraji gives example. If one takes some kind of food that one has not tasted it before, or if it is some kind of food that one has taken before, when you put it into the mouth, one will know it as hard or soft. And then when one chews it, by chewing, one will know its taste or flavor. If one is chewing something sweet, one will know it as sweet. If it is sour, one will know it as sour. If the food is bitter, one will know the bitter taste. If one has not eaten it, one will know the taste. And also in the same way with liquid, when one takes the liquid, one will know its flavor or taste. And when eating food by chewing it, one will know the taste. In the same way, at the beginning of the practice, one should be noting these things, such as rising, falling. So when noting, one should mentally label it as rising, falling, according to the vocabulary of one's own language. So if one is noting in English, note it as rising, falling. If you are noting in other language, you can use the vocabulary of your language, which are equivalent to rising, falling. And when you are doing your walking meditation, you can note as lifting, moving, and placing. As you note them, at first, form or shape will be obvious, and also manner of movement will be obvious at first. And also, because one has to note with mental label, naming them, nama panyati, name concept, will also be involved. But one should do it that way at the beginning of the practice. So one should observe kaya as kaya, and when observing it, one should note using, naming the vocabulary of one's own language. Whenever noting the object, one should note with the mental label, such as rising, falling, and so on. Buddha defined this kaya nupassana as kaya, kaya nupassi. Buddha did not just say kaya nupassi, but Buddha put another word kaya and saying kaya, kaya nupassi, so that one will not get mixed up. And also, by putting another word kaya, it is a way of showing how one should be observing, how one should be noting. When there is rising, note it as rising, one cannot note it as falling. When there is falling, note it as falling, don't note it as rising. And if one is noting as citta or dhamma, when there is rising, falling, then they are making a big mistake. So one should be noting things as they are. The mind is so habitual in falling onto the concept, such as form or shape, or the manner, or the names. Because it is so used to falling onto shape, manner, and names, at first, these forms, shapes, manner, names will be obvious at the beginning of the practice. So when these concepts are obvious, it is said that when concept emerges, then paramattha, ultimate reality, submerges. Because the mind is so used to these concepts of form or shape, manner, and names, that's why at the beginning of the practice, concept will be obvious. And because the concept emerges, paramattha, ultimate reality, submerges. But as the yogi makes progress in the practice, when virya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration develops, then the paramattha, the true paramattha, pure paramattha, the pure ultimate reality will be obvious to the yogi who has progressed in the practice. So when the yogi had developed this jnana, the paramattha, ultimate reality, will become obvious to the yogi, and at that stage, it will be that the paramattha, ultimate reality, emerges and the panyati concept submerges. So there is a saying, when paramattha, ultimate reality, emerges, panyati concept submerges. At that stage, when one sees the true paramattha, pure paramattha, form or shape will not be obvious anymore. One's whole body, one's shape or form of the whole body is not obvious. And even the form or shape of legs or hands or head will not be obvious. At that stage, it is not obvious whether one is sitting or lying or bending or stretching, but only the paramattha, ultimate realities will be obvious. Names will not be obvious anymore. So at that stage, one observes these objects without having to put the mental label. That will only be the object that arises and the noting mind that notes it. There will only be the object and the knowing without these concepts of these mental labels. So only the object and the knowing will be arising in pair. So at that stage, it is like the saying, when paramattha, ultimate reality, emerges, panyati, concept, submerges, and one understands this saying through his or her own experience. Before one gets to the stage, in noting, there will still be forms or shapes or the name concept. But let it be, if the mind does not go elsewhere, it is okay. Keep on noting it with a mental label, labeling them in the common usage, such as rising, falling, or lifting, moving, placing. So it is a way of noting, suttanda way, noting them, putting the mental label in the common usage. So when noting the object, one should not be noting with the names according to the Abhidhamma way, Abhidhamma method, but one should note these objects in suttanda way by making mental labels using common usage. When there is rising, one should note it as rising, and it will be according to what is happening. So the name is called Tatta Panyati, the name which is according to what is really happening, such as heat or cold or warm or light. So whatever the nature is, whatever it is, one should note it, naming it in the way it is, and it is called Tatcha Panyati. And in another word, it is also called Nama Panyati, name concept. At the beginning of the practice, yogi needs to be noting the objects by putting mental label so that the yogi will come to know the object clearly. Saraji gives a sample. When a child starts to go to school to read, they first have to pronounce the alphabets, and then they need to spell it out so that they will be knowing the pronunciation as well as the spelling. So the child should be reading out as C-A-T, cat, or R-A-T, rat, and so on. So they should spell it out to read these words. If they are only reading from their mind, if they are reading it mentally, then they will not get the spelling or the pronunciations. So as a child who starts to read, as a child who is learning to read, should spell out the word and read the word out. They could not read just by mental scanning. And as the child gains skill in reading, he, she can read short sentences, long sentences, one paragraph, and so on. So when they become skilled, they could just read the sentence, read the paragraph without having to spell it out, without spelling it. In the same way, in the beginning of the practice, Yogi should be noting the object, putting the mental label. So one should be noting it, putting the mental label to note the object, just like when the child starts to read. And this question has been explained even in the olden days of Mahatika, the great sub-commentary. The teacher explained it with the question and answer. There was an argument, Nanu cha tacha panyati vasena. It means that practicing is to know the paramattha, ultimate reality, which really exists. So the argument goes, will it be better if one notes these paramattha without putting a mental label? So the question is mental labeling something that is not necessary? So the question is quite sensible, but the answer is that when one has not developed Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, when one's momentary concentration has not become strong yet, one needs to note the object at the beginning of the practice by putting a mental label. Only then the yogi will see the object clearly by noting with a mental labeling. Just like when the child starts learning to read. And in the example, when the child is skilled in reading, he could just read it. He could just read the sentence or the paragraph without having to spell it. In the same way, when the yogi's viriya sati samadhi effort, mindfulness and concentration are developed, and when the yogi is developing knowledge, form or shape will not be obvious to the yogi anymore. Form, shape, manner will not be obvious, but the yogi will only be experiencing arising and passing away of these objects. At this stage of practice, when the yogi is experiencing arising and passing away of the objects without having form, shape, or manner obvious, yogi does not need to note these objects with mental label anymore. As a skilled yogi, as the yogi has developed knowledge, it is not necessary for the yogi to note it with a mental label anymore, but this nature will be obvious automatically without having to note it with a mental label. So at this stage, the paramattha, ultimate reality, emerges and the panyati concept submerges. At this stage, mental labeling is no longer necessary. If the yogi notes with mental labeling, this mental label will get in the way so that yogi cannot follow the paramattha, ultimate reality, properly. So at this stage, mental labeling has to be dropped and just observe the objects. Just observe and watch the objects as they arise and pass away. Observing on the kaya, one should observe repeatedly on the kaya as kaya, and it will be kaya nupassi. In the word kaya nupassi, The word anupasi is an adjective. If we change this adjective into a noun, it will become anupasana. Anupasana means observing repeatedly over and over again. The person who observes repeatedly over and over again, the person is called anupassī. So the adjective anupassī can be transformed into the noun anupassana. Anupassana means observing repeatedly over and over again. So it shows that when one observes the object, observation needs to be repeated over and over again. It is not enough just to note it. It is not enough to note a single time only, but one should note, observe repeatedly so that one will be clear what it is. So when doing research, one cannot just observe it a single time. One should do it over and over again. When observing the object, one should note it repeatedly so that it will be clear what it is. And when observing the object, there are necessary strength to observe the object. So these are Adapi Sampajano Satima. Adapi means having effort. Having effort, asserting effort, so that the noting mind should be ardently pushed onto the object that arises. So there should be ardent effort. Adapi means having ardent effort to note the presently arising object. When the yogi notes with ardent effort, sati, mindfulness, will follow. And it will be satima. Satima means having sustained mindfulness, the noting mind sticking onto the object. It will be satima, having sustained mindfulness. And there will be anupassana, observing repeatedly. So when the yogi asserts ardent effort in the practice, there will be mindfulness, sustained mindfulness. The mind will not run elsewhere. There will be collectedness of mind. There will be samadhi, concentration. In the Satipatthana Sutta, samadhi is not mentioned, but if sati is mentioned, samadhi automatically becomes involved. So by asserting effort, there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object. There will be samadhi, concentration. When the mind falls onto stiffness, one will know stiffness. When the mind falls onto tension, one will know tension, and it will be sampajanya, knowing clearly, clear knowledge. So in order to note and observe the object, there needs to be strength. There are necessary strength. There should be necessary strength in order to observe the object. Adapi sampajano satima. So these are the strength that are needed in order to observe the object. So it means that one should not be observing or noting it in a casual way or in ordinary way, but one should observe and note these objects with these necessary strength. One should be noting Kaya as Kaya repeatedly. One should observe Kaya as Kaya repeatedly so that one will know the true nature, the nature of impermanence as these objects arise and pass away, and they are no good, they are suffering. There is no atta involved, so there is nothing pleasant or nothing smooth and good. One should observe so that one will see these, one will see these characteristics. And Sarah G will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.